Welcome back to Driving for Bluegrass, the podcast dedicated to the great folks behind the success of Bluegrass Dedicated. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and on this episode of Driving, I sit down with Nissi Trombley, IT manager, and one of the newest members of the Bluegrass team, Harvey Steinmetz, dedicated director of operations. We'll discuss all things IT and operations, so buckle up and let's get started. Here's my conversation with Nissi and Harvey. Nissi and Harvey, thanks for being on Driving for Bluegrass. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing pretty good.
Well, it's great to have you here. So, Nissi, tell us a little bit about your background and how you became the IT manager at Bluegrass Dedicated.
I've been working in IT for about 20 years or so.
Oh, so even before computers.
No, pretty close. I remember getting my first email in college, so that tells you how long I've been around it. But I started in 2021 at Bluegrass, working for both companies. Mm-hmm. My previous employer had a fleet of trucks, so I kind of gravitated towards the trucking side of Bluegrass right off the get-go. I learned, installing the McLeod software and things like that. But about 2023 or so, I started attending all the dedicated meetings. And we realized very quickly that there was a need for full-time IT support and Bluegrass Dedicated. So I started with them full-time this last year.
And was there someone in that role before you, or did it kind of organically grow because of the need?
I think it organically grew because of the need. There was not an IT person before. We have three people, and they support the whole company, but never one that was just set for IT, for Bluegrass Dedicated.
I got you. All right. Well, Harvey, share a bit about your professional career and how you ended up here as director of operations.
Oh, that's a long path. I got into transportation back in 2002 when I started at Swift Transportation. I worked the lion's share of my career with them. Started in dedicated. Worked my way through customer service, planning, driver management. Finally got into account management around 2007, where I ran dedicated accounts for Swift for many, many years. I didn't get into leadership until about 2014 when I started running the East Coast for all of their reefer dedicated accounts. And then I became a director of ops first about 3 years ago when I made the move from Swift to another company out in Virginia. And then when my family relocated out to Nashville last year, they kept me on. And then this opportunity came up, and it's a great chance to make a difference.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're glad you're here, and we want to welcome you to the Mid-South. I guess this is your first time in this area, so hope you enjoyed and hope you like everything we have to offer in our communities here in South Central Kentucky, and you're based in Northern Tennessee. So, Nissi, how do you ensure consistent communication between dispatch operations team and the drivers while they're on the road? Tell us a little bit about that process.
So, we've struggled a little bit in communication. We were using Samsara as our primary communication tool. And then just recently we've switched to this new app, the driver's app for McLeod. Sidekick is the name of it. Sidekick is going to allow us to get a lot of data into the driver's hands that they didn't get before when you're trying to, use information and move it from one platform to another. You lose a lot in translation. Yeah. So we're going to give them a better tool. The dispatchers have better control over what goes into that and what goes out to the drivers. So that is a new thing. I think as of last week, we've got all of our drivers switched over. So now it's just learning and ensuring that the drivers know what they need to do and helping them along the way. There's a lot that goes into making a transition like that. So
anytime you make a software change or an application change in that transition period, it's always like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. I just it's going to be a lot better tool. It's just going to take us a little while to get used to it.
So talk about the ways that technology has improved the real-time updates or issue resolution for drivers.
So this, like I said, the Sidekick thing is a direct connection. So a lot of times when we're using like third-party tools, I'm trying to get everything back into one application is probably my primary goal. Mm-hmm. So that everything, all the data comes from one place. So we're not confusing them by, sending one.
Kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to a one-stop shop. John calls it cats. So every time you add a new program, it's another cat in the room. So you don't want, you want to have as few cats as you possibly can.
Herding cats is not fun.
It is not fun. So yeah, we're trying to make it so that the drivers have a better tool in their hands all the time.
Fantastic. So Harvey, walk us through your decision-making process for, you know, complex or high-stakes operational challenges that you face, and I'm sure you have those daily.
Many times a day. I usually go from like a SWOT type standpoint. You know, you identify strengths.
So let's talk about SWOT for those that don't know what that means.
So SWOT is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
There you go.
Kind of see what our strengths are, what the strengths are of what we're trying to do, what weaknesses are out there, what the opportunity is and how we can take advantage of that. And then the threats, whether you can mitigate those threats or you can take advantage of them. Mm-hmm. So any large scale type project we're going to undertake, I'll go through a SWOT analysis to see what we're good at, what we're weak at, what the opportunity is to improve, or the opportunity of what's coming up. And then what threats, what outside influences are going to affect those decisions so that we can plan to mitigate those.
That's a great way to address and tackle problems head on, is just evaluate them and analyze them. And that way you have some solutions in front of you and how to move forward. Have you had any major challenges since you've been with Bluegrass?
Every single day.
Other than the software change?
Every single day. There's always something that comes up that's unexpected that you need to work through and find a solution for real time. And since, you know, a SWOT analysis doesn't take long, it's probably the best tool for the job right now.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Missy, talk about the biggest lessons you've learned about successful support for drivers through IT solutions.
So for me, I think my biggest lesson is just making sure that the drivers have an open line of communication, that they understand that I'm here to help them through all the problems, because it isn't easy using new technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have drivers that call me all day long and all night long, and I'm perfectly okay with that because I need them to know that I'm here to support them, that, you know, no matter what, they can't break it, that, you know, we're here to help them.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a to some extent a 24/7 operation. So mm-hmm. there's always some kind of issue or challenge coming up, whether it's here, you know, in the office or on the road or in the shop or wherever. So you make yourself available all the time.
I'm pretty much available 24/7. If I'm in a deep sleep, you might not get me, but I'll call you back first thing as soon as I wake up.
Gotcha. Well, and that's good. I'm sure that gives, you know, the drivers and the team members a peace of mind knowing that the support system is there for them, because, you know, any organization is only as good as the support system that you have, you know, backing you up.
Right. And I always want them to know that I'm here.
Fantastic. Harvey, how are you working on building a culture that encourages every team member to identify opportunities for process improvement?
There's lots of room for improvement. I think the biggest idea is good enough is never going to be good enough. So there's always going to be room to grow. There's always going to be room to improve. And I sit right where drivers walk in. So that's a big way to find areas that might not be apparent to someone in the office that need improvement. Drivers come through, they talk to me, every single one that comes through. And their ideas are just as good as anybody else's. And they're the boots on the ground. And they're going to be able to let me know things that I wouldn't know otherwise. And from getting that, we can work on process improvement to make their jobs easier, to make us more efficient, and to make the folks in the office job easier.
And I think, you know, any successful organization, they create that culture where they want buy-in from all the team members, but they also want their input, because you're not out there on the road every day, and they are, and they see things and they hear things and they find out things. And those are the things that you need to know about to help improve operations.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. So moving along, Nissy, you're crushing it here. How do you stay current with evolving compliance and regulatory requirements? I bet there's a few of those.
Yeah, there is a lot of change that happens in the trucking industry, e-logs and, you know, things that didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. Now we have to make sure we're able to do those and do them quickly. So we have tablets in all of our trucks. We have a a mobile device management software that I use, so I can really quickly push out new apps and things to the drivers. We've recently started using it for a lot of PDF documentation, so they have documents on their tablet that gives them instructions of who to contact, and then another one that we've opened a new yard in Ohio, and now they have a map right at their fingertips, so they know where to go. So a lot of that is just pushing it out to the tablets, getting that data in their hands.
So the days of the old logbooks are gone.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's all digital.
Everything is digital. So keeping them up to date in a digital world.
Yeah. So are there any challenges training people, maybe some that aren't used to using technology, getting them acclimated to the processes that you all use here?
Yeah, there's always challenges trying to get anybody in any department, not just in the trucking industry, but just as an IT person, trying to make sure that they understand, not from a really technological standpoint of how it works, but, you know, making sure that we can instruct them in a positive way so that they know what we're looking for.
If you see someone walk in with a flip phone, you know you've got to have some time with them.
Yes, we do. Yes. Oh. For the most part, I don't have anybody that has a flip phone, so.
I hear they're making a comeback. No. So, Harvey, how do you scale operations effectively while maintaining quality as the company grows and Bluegrass is continuing to grow every day? I've been watching them since their inception, and it's amazing the growth that they've had here.
Kind of look at it like building a house. You got to have a foundation, and that's what we're reinvigorating best practices and building that foundation so that, you know, the add-ons, the floors, the windows, they have a place to stay. And after we get the foundation built, we can scale effectively in any area, whether it's farther into the DCC world where you have dedicated accounts that run their own separate way, or building our regional fleet, or even expanding our local day cab fleet. But you just have to have this foundation first, because everything else builds off of that.
Yeah, if you don't have a good base, you're never going to make it. And the foundation here is very solid. Any new initiatives on your radar that you can share with us, or that aren't top secret?
Right now, it's reintroducing best practices that fell by the wayside at some point.
Okay.
Getting those back into place so that things work better, improving efficiency and lowering cost.
Awesome. So what do you see as the biggest opportunities for Bluegrass Dedicated in the coming years from a technological perspective?
We made a huge investment into the McLeod software this past year. So for us, it's learning how to use the new tools we've been given, things that we can now implement that we couldn't before. There's a lot of stuff out there that, because we were on such an old version of the software, we couldn't utilize a lot of the tools. So we're trying to bring in as much of that as we can, like with the new Sidekick app. We have an AI technology company called Boone that we're working with. So they're bringing in a lot of the AI automation, order entry, and things like that. We're also in the very near future going to do some training in McLeod on this tool called FlowLogix. That's going to be a lot of automation and stuff that we can do in the background that will help, you know, the drivers and the dispatchers not have to make so many clicks and do so many things. So mm-hmm. A lot of the automation is where we're heading, trying to streamline all those processes and make his best practices easier.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but are you starting to see, and I know of a few logistics operations where AI is becoming more prevalent in the day-to-day activity.
Yeah, it's definitely making its way through as far as like things as easy as scheduling appointments. There's AI tools out there for that. There's a lot of different things when you go to the McLeod conference, like I have every year, that's the main focus is AI and what it can bring to the table, because there is a lot that it can do.
Especially with it evolving every day.
Yes.
I mean, something new is happening every day. And, you know, it's having quite an impact on not, you know, this industry, but all industries now. So do you talk with other your peers across the country about how some of these things are working?
We do. We have several groups, especially in the McLeod area. There's one that I'm a part of that's the new Sidekick app. It's basically a discovery group. It's who's using it, who's using it well, what can we do to improve it, and what can we bring in technology-wise. So like this week on the call, I talked about this app that Harvey used called Hammer. It's a GPS app. And I said, well, you've given us this tool, but it'd be really nice if we could use this instead of one of the two programs you're allowing us to use with. And they said, that's a great idea. So they're going to go back and look and see if they can help us implement that. So being a part of those discovery teams and just having ideas. And when the driver comes with an idea, I write it down and I'll talk to the team about that too.
And Harvey, do you get some of those same types of suggestions and ideas from the drivers as well?
All day long, yeah. And, you know, they have their merits. The Hammer app, I didn't come up with that. A driver talked to me about it. And it's, you know, it's a free app that's a truck GPS, and we pushed it out to the tablets, right? And now we might push it out to Sidekick if they can make that work.
Fantastic. So, Harvey, talk about some of the top priorities when you look ahead 3 to 5 years, because I can tell you're a guy that likes to plan and be prepared and have a game plan in place. How do you plan for the future and balance your daily responsibilities?
The biggest thing you can plan for is the cyclical nature of transportation. Freight booms and it busts. Right now we're in kind of a bust where we're struggling with rates. I think the biggest way forward that is establishing relationships with customers that can get you through that. We take care of them when freight's booming. They'll take care of us when freight's bust, and we're not. It insulates the organization a little bit from how much the economy swings. Gotcha. And affects rate.
So, the economy's kind of all over the place right now as far as manufacturing and obviously imports and the stuff that's going on with tariffs and whatnot. So it's kind of uncharted territory almost right now to some aspect.
Yeah, we haven't really been in a market like this before. You know, it all started with COVID when freights just went through the roof and everybody and their brother bought a truck and got into the industry and freight rates were $9 a mile. And now, last 6 months, 88,000 MCs have been turned in. So all that capacity that came in during COVID's bleeding out. And it'll steady at some point once the tariff stuff's over with. And once we build our customer freight, we'll be in a good place to take advantage of that.
Super. Nissy, is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to talk about?
Not that I can think of. Want to say that I really appreciate our drivers. You know, I know they are the most important part of our team, you know, and our dispatchers too. It's just, we're not a team without them.
Right.
One of my favorite core values of bluegrass is one team, one purpose. So, I mean, I try to live that out every day, and I hope that they realize that I am here for them, part of that team too.
So for those of you listening, she's here for you 24/7. If she's in a deep sleep, she'll call you back. Right. Harvey, anything you want to finish up with?
Just we have a lot of new employees. We've got a lot of new office folks that are learning. We have some old-time drivers and some new drivers. I'm right there when you walk in. If you have something to talk about or even just to say hi, I'm there.
Yeah. So with your old time drivers and your newer drivers and you've been in this industry for a while, do you partner people up at times maybe for mentoring or anything like that?
Absolutely. When we have new like local drivers come in, we'll partner them up with one of the fellows that have been around a while, get them to learn maybe Crown Shuttle or something. And while they're doing that, they can learn the tablet a little bit more. Sidekick a little bit more, and then you know, they're there to be able to fill in when we need to.
That's awesome. So and that's great that you get the employees to kind of support each other as well. And again, that all comes back to culture.
Absolutely. Those drivers that have been with us for years, I mean, they know that job better than I do, and they're the best ones to train someone new.
Fantastic. Well, Nissy and Harvey, thank you for being on Driving for Bluegrass.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's a wrap on this edition of Driving for Bluegrass. Thanks to Nissy Trombley, IT Manager, and Harvey Steinmetz, Dedicated Director of Operations, for joining us. And thank you for listening. Join us next time for Driving for Bluegrass. I'm Jim DeCesare. Happy driving and safe travels.